This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. India's capital, New Delhi, has been placed into a week-long lockdown in response to a massive surge in new COVID-19 cases. It also comes as India's chief minister is now urging the federal government to provide more hospital beds to tackle the COVID crisis after New Delhi recorded more than 25,000 new coronavirus cases within a 24-hour period, with about one in three people tested returning a positive result. India's government relaxed almost all lockdown curbs last year by the beginning of 2021, although some regions have introduced localized restrictions. A Russian scientist, the lead developer of the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine, said Friday the shot had proven itself 97.6% effective against COVID-19 in a real-world assessment based on data from 3.8 million people. The new effectiveness rate is higher than the 91.6% rate outlined in results from a large-scale trial of Sputnik V and published in the Lancet Medical Journal earlier this year. Hundreds of passengers throughout Australian airports Monday thronged Australian airports Monday as an open border system began with New Zealand, a pandemic milestone that allows Australian residents to fly there for the first time in over a year without having to quarantine for 2 weeks. Some countries are restricting use of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to certain age groups or suspending use altogether after European and British regulators confirmed possible links to rare blood clots. In Britain, the vaccination committee has said an alternative should be given for people younger than 30 years old where possible, but people should continue to have a second shot if they've received a first dose.